Item 210, request of David Keefe Davis to address council regarding city-sponsored political terrorism.
Time is burning, Mr. Davis.
Okay, my name is David Keefe Davis. I'm from Multnomah County Cop Watch. And I'm here to address a few issues about stuff like Nick Fish and his policy advisor
Mr.
getting
Davis,
a stalking
I,
order.
I want to reiterate that we do not tolerate attacks on city employees.
This isn't
a chamber
attack. This is actually a fact. His employee got a stalking order put on me after he accused me of being a sex offender. And then I said, there's a whole nother way we could handle this, and it's called a boxing gym, and it's perfectly legal. So his policy advisor went out and got a stalking order put on me. And that's the reason you haven't seen me in City Hall. And actually, the last time I went to council chambers, I was arrested for stalking. And then I was convicted of stalking. And then you have Chief Outlaw, who's getting stalking orders put on cop watchers, who ask a couple questions, two contacts, two interviews, one in uniform, one out of uniform, which doesn't meet the criteria of actual stalking because you need two unwanted contacts. And the one contact was when she was in uniform next to Dante James.
Mr. Davis,
and all
we are not trial judges
these,
here, but this went before a trial judge.
Can you stop interrupting
and
me?
And the trial judge made that decision,
I don't
not
care.
The police
I don't
chief.
Care about rigged systems and corrupt judges and how you guys all have them in your pocket. And, you know, one thing I will say about you, Ted Wheeler, is I'm glad you haven't accepted any money from Terry Bean since, like, 2010, is it, right? But Nick Fish, he accepted money from a child rapist since the 70s, Terry Bean. What was it, in 1-1-31, 2000? 18, just a couple months ago. And this is the type of stuff that you guys are trying to stop, people like me talking about this. And I had to go to the auditor's office today to get special clearance so Nick Fish's senior policy advisor wouldn't come out and stalk me. Like the last time I was here, G4S security went in to Nick Fish's office, alerted James Dunphy that I'm in the building. And then James Dunphy came out with his camera and chased me away because he's pulling a illegal stalking thing on me.
Again,
trying to
the judge agreed with him.
I don't care about
you.
The corrupt
well, the rest
system.
Of
and you talked over me for at least 30 minutes or 30 seconds, so maybe I should be allowed
if
an
you're
extra 30
your
seconds.
Your time has expired, and if you're wondering why I have little sympathy for you, I want to remind you why. A year ago, you stood in the middle of Madison Street blocking traffic, and you threatened my then 10-year-old daughter and my wife. So if you're looking to me for sympathy,
any,
Mr.
I didn't
Davis,
threaten
you're
anyone.
Looking at the wrong guy.
I didn't
Thank
threaten
you for
anyone.
Being here.
All I said was,
has any item been pulled from the consent agenda?
The guy